for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is Kyle Bailey, Mary Gilbert joining us from Scottsdale, Arizona. The realtor events all seem to be in Scottsdale, and Mary down there again. Mary, good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Yeah, I'm actually down here at a leadership event, so getting my leadership on.
Well, and Mary is the team leader of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, and we always like to talk about what's happening in the local real estate market. You wrote recently about something that caught a lot of attention. Many homeowners shocked to learn their property may be worth more than they think. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right, Kyle. So a lot of people assume they know their home's value, but the truth is the market has shifted so much in the last couple of years that many people are sitting on more equity than they realize. So even if you're not planning to sell right now, knowing your home's value is powerful.
So why does it matter, if somebody isn't ready to move?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kyle. So your home is often your largest financial asset. So tracking its value helps you by, number one, monitor your equity growth year over year, right? Just see what's happening. Number two, decide whether it makes sense to refinance or move up into a new home. And knowing your home value can, number three, help plan improvements that actually increase long-term value. Plus, neighborhood trends, interest rates, inventory levels all play a role in your home's value. So sometimes the value of your home changes faster than you can expect.
You know, I imagine it surprises a lot of people when they realize how much equity they've gained, especially when they've been in a property for a while.
Yeah, a lot of it does make a difference. So we've had clients come in thinking they might just break even, and they walk away with far more equity than they dreamed of. And that can open doors for investments, retirement planning, or even helping kids or grandkids with their future.
Wow, really encouraging there to get that. Now, for listeners, it sounds like whether you're buying or selling, the big key is to really stay informed.
Right. So even if you're not ready to sell your house today, it's smart to know your numbers. So, and if you're thinking about selling, presenting your home well and pricing it strategically are what make the difference in this competitive market. And I think for some people, even knowing like the equity in their home might open up doors for future investments. I mean, that can be a tool to make future investments in real estate.
All right, good advice. Let's talk about some of the new listings in the area this week.
Yeah, so here's a couple of great standouts. So up in Sutherland, a popular area up there, 530 Tanglewood Street. This house is 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, over 1,600 square feet. It's one of our newer homes built in 2015. It's offered for sale at $499,000. A cool corner lot home in a great neighborhood with a view. It's got vaulted ceilings, Cortec Plus flooring, granite kitchen counters. It's got that walk-in closet in the primary suite. It also has an RV pad with hookups. And I know in Douglas County, having that RV pad for extra parking is really a popular feature, and it's got some amazing views. This is listed with my partner, Dan Parker, at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams.
All right. What about out towards the, sort of the green area, Happy Valley Road? What do you have out there?
Yeah, so this is just west of Green, kind of in between, just south of Melrose and in between Looking Glass and Melrose. So it's really cool. 4321 Happy Valley Road. This is a single-level home, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, over 1,900 square feet on 2 acres. This house was built in 2014. It's offered for sale at $895,000, and it has a lot to offer. It's a pretty unique home. It was a custom-built home. It's got granite kitchen, alder cabinets. It's got a solar-powered system on the roof that's fully paid for, multiple finished shops and studios. So these people, if you are a musician or an artist, these shops and studios could be used for that. You could repurpose them into farm farm shops. It's also got a really nice greenhouse, raised garden beds, full fencing with a solar gate. So one-of-a-kind property listed with my partner, Jill Deloach at Keller Williams.
Wow. And sometimes, you know, 2 acres doesn't sound like a lot, but when you look at pictures and you realize how much more space you've got versus your typical home, that could be really appealing to some people.
Yeah, and this, you know, it's really nice. This is not that far from town. I mean, you're probably within about 12 to 15 minutes of Roseburg. You could go into Winston. You're close to the Oregon coast. You're also, you know, if you're into wineries and stuff, you're really close to the wineries out there. So a lot of outdoor lakes, recreation, that kind of stuff.
All right.
A lot to offer.
All right, let's take our weekly market snapshot. How's the market looking this week compared to last?
So here's what we're seeing in Douglas County in the last 7 days. We had a 62 new listings hit the market. So it's encouraging to see more listings coming on the market. This is up 45 from the prior week. We had 76 price changes. This is also up from the prior week, anticipating continuing to see those price changes as we head into fall. Pending sales, we had 32 homes go pending in the last 7 days. That's a little bit down from the 40 in the prior week. I do expect that we will see more of those coming in the upcoming several weeks because interest rates have dropped and we're seeing buyers flood the market. So sold homes in the last 7 days, we had 26 homes closed, down from 39 in the prior week. So that's a rear view mirror look. We're looking at what happened in the past and kind of, if you want to know what's happening in the future, you kind of want to look at that pending sale number. Expired listings, we had 7 listings expire in the last 7 days, and that's down from 17 in the prior week.
So more homes being listed and adjusted, fewer sales closed. It sounds like buyers are still active, but they're cautious.
Yeah, that's right, Kyle. So homes that are priced well and show well are still moving. And with interest rates softening, we're seeing some stronger buyer activity, even though we're heading into fall. Actually, I was listening to our national economist for the National Association of Realtors, Lawrence Yoon, and he is predicting that the fourth quarter of 2025, we're going to see double-digit increases in the number of homes sold. And so we haven't seen that in several years. So anyways, we're preparing for that. And I just want to let the sellers know and buyers that have been sitting on the sidelines, just because it's fourth quarter, take action. You've got this great window of opportunity in the next couple of months.
And a chance to do that this weekend by checking out some open houses. What do you have?
Yeah, that's right. Open houses. We got a wide variety of them. So 2170 Hubbard Creek Road. This is out in Umpqua. So we don't have too many houses on open houses in Umpqua, so this is your chance. 2.49 acres. This house was built in 1925. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath, almost 1,150 square feet, offered for sale at $399,000. Cool thing is, this is on the way to Lighthouse Bakery. So you can see an open house and stop at Lighthouse Bakery. It's open today from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
All right. And what do we have out in Winston?
And this house is so cute, 700 Southeast Tokay Street. It's out towards Brozai Orchard, so I really like that. It's really close to the orchards. You can get fresh produce. One-level home, 1,400 square feet, $385,000. It is open tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So this was built by Premier Home Construction. I love that it has a really flat driveway, the white vinyl fencing in the backyard. It's got a very roomy front yard and backyard.
All right, time for one more. You've got one in Elkton.
Yeah, so 479 2nd Street in Elkton, Oregon. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,200 square foot home, offered for sale at $410,000. On 0.29 of an acre. So not very many homes come up for sale in Elkton. Check this one out tomorrow. It is open from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
And if somebody wants to find out more about what their home is worth or get more information, how do they connect with you?
Yeah. Anyways, give us a call anytime at 541-366-6080. Or you can stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or you can visit us online at marygilbert.com.
Well, I know you're going to be drinking in a lot of information while you're down in Arizona, and if folks can get contacted with your group. And that wraps it up for today. Mary, thanks for being on for Local Real Estate Today.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
9 o'clock.